I read the other day that they redefine internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Crawling up to the top of the hour, along with our producer, Rob Humphrey, Joe Smith, and John Callahan. Our current temperature, 90 degrees. The humidity is making it feel like it's 93, but the wind's blowing. It calmed down a bit, but a nice southwesterly wind at 6 miles an hour. Well, as I told you, Edgewood will be not receiving. They'll be kicking off and deferring. And let's take a look at the defensive alignment for Coach Ryan Rosenberg, who again is running that 3-5 front. Brian coaches Caleb Douglas. He's the outside linebacker, 6 foot 170, a senior. Inside at tackle, Ryan Stuffel, 6'2", 225, a sophomore. Jake Bay starts at nose tonight, 5'8", 195, a senior. And the end on the right side is a veteran, Ty Robinson, 5'10", 200 pounds, a senior. The linebacking, a good crew. One of the defensive captains tonight is Alex Pittsford, 6'1", 180, a senior. He's the rover back on the outside. Kaven Mayfield, another veteran, the weak side linebacker, 5'8", 165, a senior. Right next to him, our first look at Ian Coldren, 6'1", 175, a sophomore. Off to a terrific start with 32 total tackles. 21 of them have been solo and a couple of sacks. And the Bull Rush linebacker on the outside, another veteran, Jay Farley, 6'1", 210, a senior. Looking at the secondary, one lineup change. Mason Helms will not start at cornerback. Cole Hall will, a 5'11", 140, a sophomore. And he'll be joined in the secondary by Tyler McLaughlin, a 6'1", 145, a junior. Nick Mobley will be part of the safety crew tonight. He'll go both ways, obviously. Quarterback in this team, 5'9", 160, a junior. And Noah White sits as the other defensive captain tonight, the twin safety, 5'7", 145 pounds, and a senior. So that's a glance at the Edgewood Mustangs dressed in their home uniforms, which means black helmets and also red pants, black jerseys with red and white trim, and kicking the football off for the Mustangs to get things rolling here. And our kickoff brought to you by Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper is Harrison Cottingham. High end over end, coming down at the 10-yard line and upfield. The Cloverdales, and slipping and falling down that time is Jake Wiles, a young freshman. Wiles will be one of the starters. Parker Watts starts as a freshman. Tyce Jackson, one of the running backs. Their wide receivers, Drew Spoyette, Wilkes, who just returned that football, and Tyler Key. So first down and 10, 11:54. You haven't missed a doggone thing. And we'll get our station break in here in a second, as this game may have started, right about 7 o'clock right now. So we'll see what the young man, a freshman, can do. Parker Watts, split backfield right next to him, out of the shotgun. Low snap. He barely had time to get it off. And the man that got the football that time for Cloverdale, we'll wait and see, is
Tyce Jackson.
Yeah, Tyce Jackson, a young sophomore, in on the stop for the Mustangs. Was Matt Clemens. Matt, one of the captains tonight, playing on the left side defensively, and Ryan Rosenberg's 3-5. So it'll be second down. Game just underway, ball at the 20-yard line, and Parker Watts keeps it on the ground, trying to get something against the Edgewood defense, and nothing doing there as Tyce Jackson again carries the football before Clemens was there. And they have an interior front like we gave it to you. As I say that, Clemens comes out, and coming into the ball game defensively for the first time tonight, Ty Robinson. So it'll bring up third down, third and 8. Opening drive of the night for the white-clad Cloverdale Clovers, dressed in their black pants with black helmets and green and white, Kelly Green. And Watts wants to throw, and it's in and out of the arms intended over there for one of the wide receivers. And that was Drew Boyette, yet again another sophomore. Good coverage in the secondary that time by the Mustangs. And it'll be a fourth down and punting situation as Nick Mobley will drop back in single safety. Dropping back, Mustangs are going to get a pretty good field position here in this opening drive. And putting the football away will be Parker Watts. So nothing doing on the first offensive possession. 10:38 to play in the opening quarter. High snap, and Watts is in trouble and down. Let's see. Mustangs are going to have the football deep in Cloverdale territory as Watts could not handle the high snap and making sure. Boy, I tell you, Josh Harless almost came up with the fumble recovery. Nonetheless, no punt, a mistake, and the Mustangs in business, first down and 10, and that's the last thing the young Clovers wanted to see. So here comes the offense for the Mustangs of Jerry Bland. The interior front, Ryan Stuffel, by the way, will be snapping the ball. The guards are David Wilson, along with Jay Farley, Braden Patton, the young man destined to do some good things this year, be an all-stater. He'll block on the left side. And the throw is in and out of the arms that time of Cole Hall, one of the wide receivers. Nick is a southpaw starting and coming into this ball game. After the first two, about 46%. Alex Scott is the lone setback. And right next to him, nope, he's in there by himself. We'll wait and see, or is that Denver Aylott? So it'll be second down, and they stay on the ground and carrying the football that time. We'll wait and see. Well, it looked to be, that's Coldrick.
It was Coldrick. I think he got a touchdown on that.
So did he bust one in? I thought they marked him dead at about the 5-yard line. It's no touchdown, is it?
Yeah, coming in for really? The extra point. Yeah,
hard to see,
feet.
Yeah.
He kept those feet churning.
Well, a touchdown it is, and Coldren put six on the board, taking advantage on a high kick. Here comes Stillions into the ball game to try the extra point. Luke, a 5'8", 145-pound junior. And out of the hold of Nick Mobley. The snap is a good one. The kick is up and plenty of distance for Luke Stillions. So a touchdown that time. Colburn's run from 7 yards out. The extra point by Luke Stillions. It's 7-0. On our commercial service Mustang scoreboard, we'll be back with EHS's kickoff here. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
And we'll just keep it right here before we go to break here. As Edgewood comes up with the short part of the field, they drive it 20 yards, the last seven. And, Coldren hasn't even gotten warm yet to work up a sweat defensively, but he scores a touchdown. I told you what he's been doing from a standpoint of playing defense. So big old cloud has come in, and we appreciate that, and it's hiding the sun, which is beginning to set in the western sky. John, the scoring drive.
Well, it was a quick one. Two plays, 7 yards, only took 17 seconds off the clock. Ian Coldren scoring his second touchdown of the season. That one from 7 yards out. Stillions with the extra point. 7-0 the score.
Boy Cunningham, who also plays soccer for Zaltzman out here, kicks one to Wilkes, and he returns the football out across the 25, just shy of the 30-yard line. So a little bit better field position for the Cloverdale Clovers here in their second offensive possession. They didn't go anywhere against the Edgewood defense in its first set, as Parker Watts again will stay out there and bring him to the line of scrimmage. Their offensive center is Patrick Jackson, a senior. Kyler Galloway, along with Jackson Zerbick, are their guards. And Nick Zimmerman, along with Noah Winning, is their other tackle up on the interior front at left side tackle. Again, they stay on the ground with the Zerbick, or rather with Jackson, and a couple of yards, and that's about it. In on the stop, Ty Robinson for the Edgewood Mustangs from his defensive end spot. So the Mustangs defensively want to get off the blocks a little bit better. That's something that Jerry wants to see. And obviously, here they said with a grand opportunity to score their first win. And right now, after a gain of one, second down and nine. Three wide receivers, make them four in the set. Parker Watts will run with the football, trying to get to the outside. Crosses the 30 down the sideline in front of the Edgewood bench before he was finally knocked out of bounds. And Robinson trailed that play and came from right to left and knocked him out. And it's going to be awfully close to a first down. We'll wait and see where he went out of bounds. And it is enough for the first down. So first down and 10 for the Clovers here in the opening quarter. 7-0 on Coldren's touchdown run of 7 yards. Stillions adding the extra point. And here we are. Mustang interior front. Well, the linebackers are a good bunch with Coldren and Mayfield, Farley, and Pittsford. And now two setbacks in the Cloverdale backfield. And they stay on the ground, and that again is Tyce Jackson, and he runs over a Mustang and has a good gain on the play before he's finally dropped by Noah White, the veteran senior playing in the deep secondary along with Nick Mobley. Noah came in, made a nice stick on the play, and this Jackson kid runs hard.
Certainly does. At the time, his offensive line gave him an opportunity to gain. They opened a nice hole for him. He got a nice run of 8 yards.
Gain of two, second down and eight. Ball out to the Clovers 46-yard line in the 7-0 ball game. We're in the opening quarter. Again, Watts will be getting the snap from Patrick Jackson. Does they stay on the ground and nothing doing that time. Boy, the Mustangs said enough is enough and coming up and making the stop. Big time that time for the Edgewood Mustangs was Caven Mayfield. And I mean, he decked him.
Joy, as good of a hole as the offensive line opened for Jackson the previous play at that time. And Edgewood made great penetration, stopped Jackson, and he tracks. He actually lost 2 yards on the play.
They did indeed. Here comes Gary Spencer into the ball game. One of the two guys coming in for the Cloverdale Clovers split out to the near side, Drew Boyette. He is one of three wide receivers. Let's see what the young freshman, Parker Watts, has up his sleeve. He's up over Jackson this time. The rush is on by Stuffle and thrown for a loss. And a nice play that time for the Edgewood Mustangs. And that was Caleb Douglas, who's playing that rover back spot in Brian Rosenberg's 3-5. And it'll be fourth in a punting situation for Coach Tony Myers Clovers. Again, Mobley will be standing back this time at about his own kneel. He drops back to about the 30-yard line. It wasn't Watts' fault that it gave up the football. They were punting last time, but it was a high snap, went over his head, and it was recovered, but Edgewood's only had to go 20 yards off the side of his foot. Takes a Cloverdale bounce, though, and bounces out of bounds at about the 32-yard line where Edgewood will take over. First down and 10. Tonight's broadcast of Edgewood football being brought to you by the IU Health Rehab and Sports Medicine Center. They help make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. So the Mustangs take over first down and 10. Get a little different view of And Coldren is staying in the ball game at the running back. Of course, he started tonight offensively. They stay in motion, and with the football, that is Denver Aylott. And Aylott is going to be close to the first down. I think his knee touchdown just as he crossed his own 40-yard line to about the 42 or 3. Nice gain on the play by Denver. His first carry of the night. Aylott, of course, the H-back or a slot back. Junior year, 6'1", 166. That's only his third rush of the year. So the Mustangs want to grind it out here with Nick Mobley at quarterback. Getting ready to snap the ball is a Stuffle. He does. And as I say that, wanting to throw Mobley, and wide open was Aylott, and he couldn't hold on to it. Well, he would have had the first down, obviously. He could have had the touchdown. It falls incomplete, stopping the clock. 7:21 to play here in a 7-0 Edgewood ball game.
That was a good call that time with the Mustangs. That's second and short. And, yeah, go ahead and throw that home run ball. And as you say, had Aylott made the catch, he probably would have took it for six.
Young sophomore Taylor Cape is playing back in the deep secondary. Boy, they've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores. We'll try to tell you the story. They stay on the ground. Coldren will run for the first down. He only needed a yard and a half before he was finally brought down on the play. Converging there for the Cloverdale Clovers, Nick Zimmerman from the interior front. Zimmerman, nice size, playing at the tackle. He's a 6'2 senior, one of the few seniors on this football club. New fresh set of downs for Nick Mobley now in the red and black of EHS. 7:03 to play here in the opening quarter. High snap coming on the slot. They run that favorite of Jerry Bland's, and that's the counterplay. And doing the running is Daniel Bradburn, 5'8 junior. So Bradburn carries the football. Little or no gain. Cloverdale doing a nice job coming up and converging. Over there was Zeb Holder, a junior linebacker. And he was aided out by Drew Boyette. Clock running, 6:34 to play. Again, Alot goes in motion. They come this way, and that is a new backer. Is that Bradburn again? No, he kept the football. Check it, that's Alex Scott, the veteran running back. So Jerry mixing up his backfield here. Boldrin started, and now Alex Scott is in the ball game. His first carry of the night. One wide receiver, Cole Hall, to the near side of the field. And the two split receivers to the far side of the field for the Ponies, and we'll get them in a second. The running back right next to Nick Mobley. Alon is in the slot. Bradburn is one, and the other wide receiver for Edgewood looks to be, and it is, Sam Jetron. And they stay on the ground, and coming up over the right side, that's where Braden Patton, who plays right side tackle, opened up that massive hole. It'll be second down. Gain of about four, and we'll call it second down and five. 5:59 to play in the opening quarter. So the Mustangs showing pass. Lone setback is Alex Scott. Mobley, the southpaw, delivers it. Alot to the outside, breaks a tackle too. He's got the first down. And he was finally tackled over there. Wilkes came in for one. And the other Edgewood, or rather a Cloverdale defender, was Tyler Cave.
Joe, the Mustangs doing a good job here. Mixing the run with the pass. They've been a very effective team at that running attack.
Well, they have, and that's what they wanted to do. Of course, John, they didn't run the ball all that poorly. We got a timeout called, and we'll see a lot of these, and we'll break for a half minute. They'll have these water breaks throughout the course of the ball game, which they're taking right now. We'll break for a half minute. 5:44 to play. We're in the opening quarter. Mustangs lead Cloverdale 7-0. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Welcome back, everyone. The Corral here in Ellettsville. 5:44 to play. Opening quarter. Edgewood on the attack. They lead it 7-0. All of our opening kicks this year brought to you by Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper. They're at 1150 South Grimes, or rather South Walnut, right there at the corner of South Walnut and Grimes. Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper, serving Bloomington since 1928. So the black-clad Mustangs will have at it. As Scott stays in the ball game and getting ready to snap it is Ryan Stuffles. He does, and it's rolling now and in trouble. Boy, nice block thrown by Scott, and that was enough to spring Mobley, and Mobley's going to be close to another first down. You always got to twist your neck to the left here at the turret, as it's hard to see as they move to the east goal. That's why I didn't see actually Coldren get in. I thought they had a first down and goal, and he scored from 7 yards out. Well, here they are now, first down, and we'll call it. They're outside the 10, first down and 10. So Scott stays in the ball game at one the slot receiver. That is Austin Checka, Daniel Bradburn. Out to the far side of the field is Cole Hall. They stay on the ground. Oh, big hole, Alex Scott, and he's tripped up. He gets a little bit closer, though. Boy, a nice open field tackle by Wilkes, who came up from his cornerback spot. Yeah, he not even, and he just took him down, and that was it. And Scott would have scored the touchdown. Mustangs, second and goal at the 7-yard line now, trying to make it a 13-0 ball game, showing pass with four wide receivers. Alex Scott, they run option, though, and that is Mobley. And saving the touchdown that time was Gary Spencer. So the inch a little bit closer now. Third down and goal inside the Clovers' five-yard line. They spot it down. I'll find that goal line now. They're inside deep now. Goal line, they're just 3 yards out, so here we go. Should be able to get it in here. The snap, a high one, bringing it down. Mobley, and that is Alex Scott. And Scott is going to be denied a touchdown right around the goal line.
Again, Joe, good offensive line push for the Mustangs. Very effective with the running game.
Well, in come a couple of Mustangs. Logan Day for one, and Ian Coldren. So Scott comes out, and they're going for it, John. Inside the two-yard line on fourth down. They're inside with a power formation right now. Scott stays in there. And we got a whistle, and let's see. The field clock, well, there it is. It may have expired. No, it's against Cloverdale, so it'll be half the distance. I saw a blank on the field clock here. Thought maybe time had run out. And now the Mustangs ever so close to making it a 13-0 ball game with 3:40 to play here in the opening quarter. Coldren scored the first touchdown. And now the Mustangs less than a yard away. Might see Mobley just go himself. And he hands it off, and that is Alec Scott. And he tries to carry a couple Clovers with him, and I don't know if he made it.
I don't think he got in.
It'll be second down. Second down and goal. So the ball actually right along the line of scrimmage may have lost a yard.
Need to give the ball to Coldren. He'll get it in there.
Well, he's one in there along with Logan Day. He's small, but he's built like a rock. And they are in front now in this power formation. They stay with Alex Scott, and he's got the touchdown. No flags, so the Mustangs lead it. 13-0 on Alex Scott's touchdown of 3 yards here with 2:47 to play in the opening quarter. And on to try the extra point now. Again will be Stillions, 5'8", 145-pound junior. Cottingham kicks off, but Stillions, who had a 35-yarder last week for the only score, the only points that Northview had. Snap is low, the kick is up, and Stillions, let's see, he drills it out of the hold of Andrew Grape. So Andy got it down. It was a high snap. Grape got it down, and Stillions has the PAT. We'll have the Edgewood kickoff coming up next on our commercial service scoreboard. Timeout on the field, 2:47, opening quarter here as the Mustangs have jumped to a 14-0 lead. Back in a half, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Welcome back, everyone. Mustangs. Nice drive, John will tell you about in a second, along with our producer, Rob Humphrey, Joe Smith, and John Callahan. Back in the corral, 14-0. Cottingham will be setting it down at his own 40-yard line. And Wilkes is back deep, standing at about his 10-yard line, high end over end. And a different Clover picks up the football. No, it isn't. It's Wilkes. It's a different Clover, and he's bumped once, bumped twice, and finally knocked out of bounds. That looked to be Tyler Cape, and it was. Young sophomore returner, also a wide receiver, finally knocked out of bounds over there. And doing the sticking on the special teams was Caleb Douglas. John, the scoring drive for the Ponies.
Yeah, it was a very efficient drive, Joe. 68 yards, 13 plays, 11 of which were on the ground. Time of the drive, 5 minutes, 18 seconds. Alex Scott, 3-yard touchdown run. Stillions with the extra points. We're up 14-0. The Mustangs are.
Watts, the freshman, he stays in at quarterback. In that Cloverdale backfield is Zeb Holder. Line of scrimmage, the Cloverdale 31-yard line. So Holder is the new running back. Slips and falls down. I think he fumbled the football, and let's wait and see. He may have gotten on it. And the Mustangs have recovered the football. How about that? Well, another mistake, and Ty Robinson recovers the fumble for the Etchewan Mustangs. And boy, are they sitting pretty. Another mistake for the Cloverdales as the running back that time, Zeb Holder, never hooked up with quarterback Parker Watts. So the Mustangs will have it. First down and 10 at 30-yard line. Aylott, one slot man. He goes to the far side of the field. And the Mustangs setting up shop is Sam Jetron, the wide receiver, split to the far side as well. Staying on the ground, Mobley in a nice play. Oh, a beautiful play fake, and Mobley could run it for the touchdown. He's in the 10, 5, and let's see. Inside the 5, deny the touchdown, but what a beautiful play fake by Nick Mobley.
And he just carried it down close to the goal line. Had a lot of open space there to run with the football.
First down and 10. It's first down and goal, I should say. And they are knocking at the door again at the 4-yard line as Mobley sets his crew down. Behind offensive center, Ryan Stuffles, and a nice play defensively on Alex Scott, turned in by Zimmerman, I believe. Came in and made the stop.
Good penetration on the play defensively.
Down to a minute 44 to play in the opening quarter. Boy, I tell you one thing, you talk a lot and you begin sweating.
Do indeed.
Rather comfortable here, but you can really tell it's not all that humid. It's still a decent breeze blowing. And the Mustangs, and that is going to be the quarterback Mobley, and Jerry Bland is going to want a timeout here.
Yeah.
So he says, sees something on third down and 3. So he'll bring Nick Mobley over to him. And we'll break for a half minute on our commercial service scoreboard. 14-0, Edgewood leading it. Minute 13 to play in the opening quarter. And the Mustangs, they have it for the third and goal when we come back in a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. In that backfield is Alex Scott. Aylott, along with Bradburn and Jetron, are the three wide receivers, and Cole Hall is the split receiver to the far side of the field. So let's see as Stuffle will get ready to snap that ball to interior front, headed up, of course, by Braden Patton. And, he wants to run, and he got the touchdown. Little quarterback draw. He gets into the end zone. Nick Mobley. That makes it 20-0. So yet another mistake on the part of the Cloverdale Clovers, and it's been catastrophic for them here in the opening quarter, of which there's only a minute 6 to play in the first quarter, and we have us a 20-0 ball game. Braden Patton, by the way, does snap on extra points. And again, holding. For the Mustangs is Andrew Grave. There's the kick up, and the kick is good by Stillions. So on our commercial service scoreboard, they're getting a lot of mentions tonight. Minute 6 to play. We'll have the Edgewood kickoff coming up after the touchdown run on the quarterback draw by Nick Mobley. Stillions adding the extra point. It's 21-0 Edgewood. We're still in the first quarter. Back in a half minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. So Cottingham trots back onto the football field, and he'll be kicking it from west to east. Or actually, is that Noah Todd? We'll wait and see. High end over end coming down and up over the head. No, it is a return on, and that is Tyler Cave. Cuts down and inside, but then brought down on the special teams on a nice play by Caven Mayfield. John, the scoring drive.
Well, 30 yards, 4 plays. Time of the drive, a minute 22 seconds. That was set up by a turnover by Cloverdale. Second touchdown that the Mustangs have scored courtesy of turnovers by Cloverdale. 21-0, Stillions adds the extra point.
57 seconds to play. Mustangs are back on defense, and they have been dictating. And, well, it's something that they have always taken pride in, and that's forcing those mistakes. And they have forced two, which has resulted in touchdowns tonight, and great field position to boot. So in the backfield for the Clovers, Starting this set is Zeb Holder. He fumbled the last time, our first penalty flag. Heat is on that time, and a good pressure on the quarterback. And doing the heat check was Zach Mullis. So Mullis up along the interior front. He is spelling Ryan Stuffel, a 5'10", 165-pound junior. And he barely got the ball away, did Parker Watts.
Yeah, the penalties against Cloverdale, and the Mustangs are going to take the penalty.
So they will.
So moves it back to the 10-yard line.
So that will put the football back. And the line of scrimmage all the way back to the 15-yard line. Staying in the ball game and running will be Gary Spencer. They go to Spencer, and Spencer is swallowed up. Robinson there. We'll wait and see who made the initial contact. I believe it was Mayfield, and it was. So Kevin Mayfield, who comes into tonight's ball game, or after the first two, had seven total tackles. He's been adding to that quickly tonight. And he makes a nice defensive play. It'll be third down, make it second down and 15. That reverted back after Edgewood took the play to the first down call. Cloverdale has yet to complete a pass. And we have only 9 seconds to play, and that's going to be it here at the end of the first quarter. So Mustangs taking advantage of a couple of mistakes. They put 21 on the board on our commercial service scoreboard here after the first 12 minutes, and we'll be back after this one-minute break. Second quarter action. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Well, I just remembered why Cottingham isn't playing tonight. It is Noah Todd that is kicking off. Simply put, Harrison Cottingham is playing. They're having the big tournament, soccer tournament, the Hoosier Cup out at Carse Farm as we spin into the Labor Day holiday weekend. So he's with the Edgewood Mustangs, Carl Zalsman, tonight. So it has been Noah Todd playing, a 6'1", and kicking off, 180 junior. So here we go. That big old cloud has decided to let that sun come back out. So here we go. As Parker Watts will stay in. The ball at the 15-yard line. Cloverdale faced with a second and 15. Watts rolling to his right, trying to cut back in. And I tell you what, there is Coldren making the stop. But actually, the Mustang that turned the play was Damian Baumgartner, a 5'9 linebacker, 165 pounds, and then Coldren finished him off.
Yeah, again, Watts, he really didn't have a chance on that play, Joe. They were right on him, and he was trying to stretch it out wide, and he was brought down at the, actually lost the yard, looks like.
New wide receiver in the ball game. He's not new. He played in the opening quarter. Tyler Cape, the sophomore, comes in. The 11:48 were early, and Cloverdale behind the eight ball. They're down 21 to nothing. As Watts now up over his offensive center, Patrick Johnson, they're trying to get something arranged on the ground. And a new running back in the ball game, and that was for the Clovers, was Chandler Roadruck. So Roadruck comes in and makes the gain, but not a lot there. Here comes Robinson back in the game at defensive end. Coming out for the Mustangs out of that interior defensive interior is Zach Johnson. So we'll see what Cloverdale can do. They're going to punt is what they're going to do, Smitty. Fourth and 16, and right now we got a timeout call by Edgewood. They had to call it because, and, you know, give credit to one of those defensive captains. I don't know if it was White or Patton, because Edgewood was short a player. So we got a timeout. We'll keep it right here, John. It's been a short distance on two of the three scoring drives tonight for EHS.
And again, that was set up. You had the first short touchdown run. That was when the ball was snapped over Watson's head. He had to recover that ball. That was deep in the Cloverdale territory. Then you had the fumble for the other touchdown, where they only had to go 30 yards on that one. But again, the drive that's been most impressive for them tonight was a 68-yard, 13-play drive. 11 to the 13 plays, they ran the football, and they ran it very effectively. So Edgewood has they came to play tonight, no question.
Well, that they have. That touchdown run that Mobley put, the last one, that was his third of the year. He scored twice against Mitchell. Of course, a very strong Northview Knights team. scored and scored often last week, but that was last week. The only points coming on the 35-yard field goal off the strong leg of Luke Stillions.
So Edgewood's going to get good field position, looks like, after this punt.
Yeah, they're both standing back. We'll wait and see. Mobley is one of them. The other Mustang looks to be and is Denver Aylott. Oh, another high snap. This time Watts gets it down. It's coming over to Aylott's side. Denver picks it up. Down the sideline he goes, and then he's crushed on a nice tackle there by a Clover, and that was Gary Spencer. So first down and 10 for the Mustangs on the punt return by Denver Aylott. We're a minute into the second quarter, 21-0. Edgewood comfortably in front on our commercial service Edgewood scoreboard. You know, Commercial Service of Bloomington, outstanding deals on those new standard or high-efficiency train furnaces. So give them a call at 812-339-9114 or go online, even better yet, at commercialservice.com. So, again, ball at the 24-yard line of Cloverdale. High snap, but the give is to Aylott. Well, he got him there in the first place, and Denver's got some running room. Finally knocked out of bounds. He'll be close to another first down.
Penalty flag.
Do indeed. Dropped right out where Aylott was bumped out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Joe Culp saw something. The referee in this five-man crew out of Indianapolis, he being the referee, Dave Carter, the umpire, Dave Raby, the head linesman, Brian Worthen, the line judge, and Ron May, the back judge.
Looks like it's going to be against Edgewood.
Well, we'll wait and see. They're conferring with the defensive captain. That is Roadruck, or rather the offensive captain. I believe that's Roadruck, and it is. Also having a say in the conversation is big offensive lineman Nolan Gibson. Oh, he's got nice size. You know, I've been doing this for 47 years, and I can't remember the last time that we witnessed a football roster that has no heights or weights to them. But I can tell you this Gibson kid's a big one. All right, here we go. First down and 11. And that is Alex Scott scissoring up over the left side. Well, he got the penalty back and then some by about a yard, as Edgewood going to be shy of the first down. Staying on the ground here in the second quarter, leading 21-0. As the Mustangs have used the short field, and three different Mustangs have scored here in the ball game, with Coldren, Scott, and Mobley all on the ground. And it is Alex Scott back in the ball game, just to the left of Mobley. Stuffles will be snapping it. He does, and wanting to throw a nice ball, and over the head that time, incomplete. He was looking for Cole Hall. It's just a little bit high, and it floated on Mobley that time. Coming into the ball game, had put it up only 13 times coming in. 6 of 13. Another passing down, perhaps. Third down and 5. Three wide receivers, the trips out to the far side of the field. No, they stay on the ground. Alex Scott cut back, and he's going to be close to another first down, but we got a penalty flag down. Thrown right along the line of scrimmage, which made some Mustang was not set. So the linesman came over there, Dave Raby, the head linesman, seeing something. Or was that just an orange marker? That was just the orange marker. It looked like it was yellow. Not only am I colorblind, among other things, it's a first down is what it is. First down and 10 as the drive stays alive at the 10-yard line. Again, Mobley, I thought I heard a whistle. I did not. Aylott in trouble, and down he goes. A nice defensive play turned in on Aylott that time. And a couple of guys that have been awfully busy tonight in this opening half, Gary Spencer and Chandler Roadruck, in on the stop.
That's the first time they've stopped Aylott.
A loss on the play. My golly, that was a huge loss. As the ball is all the way, say huge, about 5 or 6 yards. Original line of scrimmage to start this drive was the 24. They are inside the 20, and A-Lot running that counter play again from left to right, and he's got some running room this time and finally spun out of bounds. Over there was Cape to make the stop, and again, I do tell you, or I can tell you, we got a flag on the play here, and it could be a face mask.
Either that or a horse collar.
Well, it could have been that. Probably was, John. Came to our side of the field. 9-10 to play. First half of action. Second quarter on our commercial service scoreboard. 21-0, and Edgewood driving again. Trying to make this the third drive of the night from short distance. They did, as John mentioned, had a nice 68-yard scoring drive that was engineered by Mobley. And now he has Alex Scott back into the ball game at running back. Across the line, and there's the walk-off. Boy, you can see the Cloverdale Clovers already. Kyler Galloway, a senior offensive lineman, or rather defensive lineman, the tackle, bent over. Well, they've been out there a lot, that defensive bunch. A high school that has been void of a winning season and many, many moons. This is actually their last winning season was,
96, I believe.
Yeah, they were 7-3. They've won one sectional in the school history, and that came in 1992.
Yeah, the penalty was half the distance to the goal, so it's inside the 5-yard line.
Boy, that's a lot of years, too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just now measuring to see placement on the ball. They got a first down on the play.
That's
They're just like an inch.
Yeah. That's actually 19 years, as my math adds up a little bit better than what I told you previously. So, it's second right at the goal line. Well, three Mustangs have scored, and, one of the two that will get the ball will score a second touchdown of the night. We don't anticipate any stuff up top, so Scott's either going to have his second touchdown or Mobley. And Stuffel will snap it inside, about a yard and a half from the goal line. They stay on the ground, and that is Scott, and what a beautiful play fake. That's Mobley again. Well, I'll tell you one thing, he hides that ball well. And Nick Mobley, his second touchdown of the night, his fourth on the year. And the Mustangs lead it now 27-0. So a small scoring drive of 24 yards. That was set up, if you remember, by Denver Alot's punt return. Fireworks to the kick by Stillions is up, and as I say, he has been flat thrilling him. So the kick is good. Short touchdown run by Nick Mobley, his second of the ball game here in the opening half, and it is 28-0. And we'll have the Edgewood kickoff coming up in a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Noah Todd putting it down on the tee, hitting it into the Western Monroe County sky, and the ball delivered to Tyler Cape, who returns it for little or no gain. I mean, he returned it about 4 or 5 yards. So the Mustangs pitching a shutout here just inside the 9-minute mark, 8:59 to play as this drive for the Cloverdale Clovers will start. And it's been a microcosm of their first half. They're starting this drive from its own 23-yard line, and John, it's just been the opposite for the Mustangs of Edgewood with short scoring drives tonight. We'll give you the last one by Mobley here in just a second. 28-0 our score here in the second quarter. Jackson will get ready to snap it. In the slot right is Gary Spencer. Out of the shotgun is Watts, and it is delivered, and catching the football, Tyler Cave. Young sophomore wide receiver. John, the scoring drive for the Edgewood Mustang.
Okay, 24 yards on 8 plays, 1:59 off the clock. Mobley with the 4-yard touchdown run. Stillions at the extra point. 28-0 our score.
Indeed it is. This is what they wanted to accomplish tonight, come out. They wanted to start on defense, and in the first series, a high snap on a fourth down, and the Mustangs were in business. Cloverdale hurting themselves in that first quarter with two offensive mistakes. New running back and for the as Watts wants to throw, the rush was on. That was Chandler Roadruck, and we got a penalty flag on the play.
That was the highest thrown ball. I wonder that one didn't get picked off. It's fortunate for Watts that it didn't get picked off.
Well, in the neighborhood, and a guy that is playing tonight over on the corner is Cole Hall. He's playing for Mason Helms. He's got a hip flexor, and the junior being held out of action. It's going to be, unfortunately, against the Edgewood Mustangs, their first penalty of the night, and it's a big one. 15 yards is the penalty, and that will give Cloverdale a first down. First down and 10, and this is their best field position of the night. Resting at the ball at the 47-yard line. Clock 8:09 to play in the first half. So at least, you know, Watts out from the shadows of his end zone, throwing the ball long, and it's in and out of the arms. Boy, I tell you, if he could have caught that, Nick Boyette, he could have had six. Hall was back there defending for Edgewood. Also there was the veteran twin safety, Noah White. I don't think Mobley, yeah, he's just going one way now. No sense the going both ways since he's out there engineering the football club. There's, of course, another veteran, Tyler McLaughlin. He's on the right corner. They stay on the ground. That is Roadruck, the ball carry, and what a nice play by Kaven Mayfield along with fellow linebacker Ian Coldren. Those two collaborate on the tackle, and that will bring up third down. So John, since they were annexed, their best field position of the ball game for them, 2 yards, two carries. Second down, make it third down and 8.
Yeah, they've been really aided by that 15-yard penalty.
Wide receiver to the far side of the field for Cloverdale is Drew Boyette. Two wide receivers, make it 4. Look like someone left soon. No penalty flag. Watts wants to throw. It's up in the air, and it's almost picked off. Well, defense, and that was Cape. And back was two Mustangs, one of them being Noah White, and the other was Denver Aylott. So Aylott drops back along with Nick Mobley, who will come in as a punt returner, and both are standing back at about their own 25-yard line. Well, Jackson's been high with his snaps tonight. Let's see how this one is. And it's over his head. And Watts running for his life again, and he just falls on the football. And the Edgewood Mustangs will have it first down and 10 at the Cloverdale 23-yard line.
That's a bad feeling for
Watts. That is at least, well, there hasn't been a good snap all night long, and doing the snapping tonight is Patrick Jackson, a senior, and I don't know if it's perspiration. I haven't seen the officials come in and wipe the ball off, but, boy, it's been horrid here in the opening half. And here again, Edgewood with great field position as they have the football leading 28-0, and the ball's at the 23-yard line. First down and 10. Offensive line pretty much stays intact. Right now, an equipment problem for Matt Clemens over at left side tackle. He's got a strap that he's fooling with on his helmet. Brief timeout called here. Now he has it back snapped and ready to go. Right next to him at left side guard, as we gave it to you, David Wilson, a veteran. We got a new quarterback in the ball game, and it is he with the football, and that is Andrew Grafe. So Grafe is the new quarterback, a sophomore, 5'11", 155-pounder, and he runs it well on the option attack. Edgewood, gain of 8, second down and 2. Also in the backfield is Day, Logan Day, 5'7", 170-pound junior. So a change of, well, as I say that, Grafe, is he still in? He is indeed. Mobley's in a slot now. So Mobley is in the slot left. He stays in the ball game. Day is the lone setback. We got a whistle and a problem. They may have taken too much time that time, and that's exactly the call. So delay of game will cost the Mustangs five. 6:15 to play in the opening half, 28-0. At halftime, we'll be talking to RBB School Superintendent Mike Wilcox. I know Mike is happy with the way things are going out here as this piece of property in western Monroe County keeps growing and growing and growing. And you know, Edgewood this year, due to its overall enrollment and the fact that we're 9-2 last year, are playing 4A in football. Somebody jump? Nope. Grafe wants to throw. Does. Long, wide open. Touchdown. And that is home. How about that? So Grafe comes in and throws the touchdown pass to a wide open sophomore. So sophomore to sophomore, and Cole Hall latches onto it from 19 yards out, and the Mustangs have exploded to a 34-0 lead here in the first half. They score on every possession. I'm losing track. Adding the extra point will be Stillions out of the hold of Grafe. And the kick is up, and the kick is, I believe, stuck in there. Yeah, he got it in. Another PAT for Luke Stillions, 35-0. The Edgewood kickoff coming up in 1 minute, 6:08 to play on our commercial service scoreboard before halftime, 35-0, big-time blowout. Back in a minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Well, Noah White kicking it off, and the return man again, Cape, little or no yardage, and one of the reasons why, Chase Altman down on the special teams, a backup linebacker, playing and playing well on the special teams, bumped him out of bounds, first down and 10 for Cloverdale at its own 22-yard line. They're in a 35-0 hole here with 6:02 to play in the opening quarter. We'll give you the Edgewood scoring drive in a second, and I got to believe it, I think it is, I'll look it up, it is the first touchdown pass of the year for the Mustangs, and it was thrown not by Mobley, but Andrew Grafe to Cole Hall. High snap again, wanting to throw Watts, wide open his cape, and what a grab, and he could be gone. 40, 30, 20, and he's got a touchdown. How about that? Just like it. 78 big ones from the 22-yard line is Cape that time outran the pursuer as he made a nice catch on the play, and he beat Noah White to the goal line, and the Cloverdale Clovers have broken this donut on the board with a quick six. 5:48 to play. Well, that was not anticipated, but it occurred. Yeah, I'll tell you, for a freshman, he wings the ball down there pretty well, this Watts kid. So 78 yards, and Edgewood's defense hit with the big play. 35-6. We'll see if they go for two here. Apparently they will. Spencer is checked in. Now he checks out. And they will be going for two. Watts stays in the ball game. He's got Spencer in the backfield. And Jackson will be snapping it back. You know, Jackson's done a nice job out, you know, snapping to Watts, you know, as far as the shotgun goes in offensive formation. Watts wants to throw, and it is knocked down. I believe that was Coldren that got his paw on the ball over there. No, it wasn't. It was Denver Alott. So Denver Alott comes in and knocks the try for the two-point conversion away. So the Cloverdale Clovers have hit the board on a long ball. And they lead it to rather trail Edgewood 35-6. We'll keep it right here and tell you tonight's broadcast is being brought your way in part by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy and the installation experts tomorrow. Headed into the Labor Day holiday weekend, 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call at 812-330-1620. Well, John, the Clover strike quick.
Yeah, Watson's a good quarterback when he's got time to throw. The young man's got a pretty decent arm, and he really showed it that time. And Cape showed that he's a pretty quick guy once he gets his hands on the ball. He really quickly distanced himself from the Edgewood defenders. It's a nice play.
Well, for the first time tonight, Nick Blundell will be kicking off. And the Edgewood Mustang kick returners. And we'll wait and see. They're scheduled to be Mobley, Denver Alot, Mayfield back there. And we'll wait and see who that deep man is. That is Alot. High end over end, a nice one. Alot will grab it at the five. Upfield he comes. No one around him right now. Eludes the tackler, too, out across the 30 before it's knocked off his feet. So Alot with a nice kick return of 25 yards. The Mustangs lost to Tavares Rochelle to Bloomington South. Young man that was being counted on to do some things as a sophomore, not only as a wide receiver, but a kick returner. And Tavares was also listed among the two deep at a cornerback spot. He is no longer with the football club, has transferred to Bloomington South. Alot play faking. Graves stays on the ground. Logan, or rather Day, fumbles the football, and he got back on it. So Logan Day fumbled the ball after he was hit. Ball popped out. He got back on the football, so the Mustangs retain possession here. 5:20 to play. How about that scoring drive, John, for the Clovers?
Okay, it was a pretty quick one. Two plays, 78 yards, only took 14 seconds. Actually, one play for 78 yards, took 14 seconds off the clock. Two-point conversion failed, 35-6 our score.
Second down, ball at the 35, 23-yard line. We'll call it second down and 18. Grave out of the shotgun now as Ryan Stuffles will be snapping it back. And no contact, and yes, somebody moves now along the defensive front, and that looked to be Dalton Henry, a freshman.
Well, quarterback doing a good job there, Joe, changing the cadence.
So Edgewood, or rather Cloverdale, getting a look at Mr. Grafe, who was taking over for Mobley. Nothing wrong with Nick. As a matter of fact, I got to check to see if he's still in the slot. He's just, and this is good. This is good that Grafe, a sophomore, gets a chance to play. Jeffrey, one of the wide receivers, along with Bradburn, and now we got a timeout called by Cloverdale. We'll break for a minute with 4:44 to play here in the first half on our commercial service scoreboard. Edgewood 35-6 leaders over Cloverdale. Back in a minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Well, back we come. Andre Seifker, our producer here, spelling Rob Humphrey. We'll get our ID in here in a minute. Back at the Corral, Friday night, first Friday of September, second down 13, ball at the 28. Edgewood a big leader right now, 35-6. I don't know what the holdup is here with the official Joe Culp out of Indianapolis. Now he blows his whistle, and we'll set the ball back in action. Day is the lone setback. Alop is in the slot right, low snap. Gray picks it up, rolls and throws, and it is, let's see, did he stay in bounds looking for Jetron? And it's incomplete. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here at the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football.
The Colts, heard here all season long on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.
Back at the Mustang Corral, 4:37, clock stopped on the incompletion. Grapes thrown more than, that's what, about six or seven times they've put it up collectively tonight.
For Edgewood, that is their sixth pass attempt. That was their sixth pass attempt.
In motion, and that is Mobley to the outside. He's got some running room, and he's got the first down, or did he just miss it by about a yard? Beautiful run by Nick out of the counter. Boy, that's for a long time. Only the faces have changed when they run that counter play, and they run it awfully well with the interior line pulling. It's going to be short of the first down by inches. So Grafe looks over to Jerry Bland, who, of course, calls the offensive signals. And the clock continues to run. 4 minutes to play and change here. Day is the lone setback. Grape will take it himself. Breaks a tackle, too, and he's got the first down and plenty more, driving himself to the 50-yard line. First down and 10 for Edgewood. 35-6 leaders. Tonight's broadcast of Edgewood football being brought to you by Black Lumber. They've got everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. Black Lumber on South Henderson. Bloomington North in a 28-0 hole nearing the halftime at Max Anders Field in Columbus. There's a pass and it's batted down. Well, a nice bat down there on the corner over there. And coming in and making the play for the Clovers was Peyton Scadra. He knocks it down. It'll bring up second down. Ball right in midfield. Incompletion stopping the clock. Mustangs had their seniors night in the opener against Mitchell. It's not unheard of, but a bit odd, but it makes a lot of sense. You know, first game of the year. Weather's a little warmer. And let's see, play faking. Grave had a whole lot of trouble, and he goes down for a loss on the play.
Yeah, that play started. That unfolded very slowly.
Very slowly, and diagnosing that well was Drew Boyette. Stayed in bounds, and the clock continues to run. 35-6, Cloverdale scoring the last time it had the football on a 78-yard bomb from Parker Watts to Tyler Cave, who outran cornerback Noah White to the goal line. Good crowd on hand here. Opener in the Western Indiana Conference. Two wide receivers to the near side of the field, and we got a penalty flag, and I don't know if Logan Day was moving. He ended up with the football.
I think it was the left tackle trying to get over there. They were pulling to the right side, and I think he left a little early.
Well, if that's the case, it could have been David Wilson. He plays that spot. You say the left tackle or the left guard?
Both of them. Either one.
Braden Patton and David Wilson. Right now we got a break. A water timeout here with this heat. Well, you know, June was horrid with all the rain, and I bet it hasn't rained for close to a month. Wow. Right here tonight, Edgewood with a big lead, 35-6, 2:35 to play in the opening half. Well, the Hoosiers, you heard our boys, our professionally paid clients with the Yapping Dogs, Orson's Appliances. Tell you all about tailgating and all that goes with it out at IU. By the way, 17th Street is now open. I'm not talking about the stretch that was closed off the bypass. I'm talking about that little stretch that was closed there there by entrance 4 and 5, so that's all smoothed over. But still, a lot of difficulty with the I-69 construction. Third down and 16, 2:35 to play in the opening half. In motion, Mobley gets it, and a reverse handoff the other way. That's Denver Aylott. Aylott's got open territory. Down the sideline he goes, and this will be a 56-yard touchdown run. Denver Aylott. And the Mustangs having fun offensively. Well, a little dipsy-do, and Aylott adds his name to a growing list of Mustangs who have scored touchdowns tonight. And that makes it 41-6. And here comes Stillions. He's got seven of these himself. Six, rather. Now seven, or will. Grape will be holding. Braden Patton snapping. And Stillions perfect on the night to try to put up the 42nd point for the Edgewood Mustangs. And we are not even at halftime yet. This is, you know, my long, and there the fireworks go off. I wonder if they resolved that issue with some of the homeowners around here. I have to ask Mike Wilcox. Well, I mean, you know, they're blowing them anyway, which is no harm. It's not like they're setting them off at midnight. People can't sleep. I mean, I know they don't go to bed at 8:10 on a Friday night, especially a holiday weekend. So we'll find it out. Stillion's still perfect on the night. Timeout on the field. On our commercial service scoreboard, 42-6, 2:22 to play. Mustangs having fun tonight at the old Ellettsville Ball Yard. Back in a half minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Andre Seeker, high atop One City Center, downtown B-Town. We're out in western Monroe County at EHS in Ellettsville, 42-6. And again, it is Noah Todd, who's been kicking off well. Again, their usual kickoff man is with the soccer team tonight, Harrison Cottingham. Or is that Cottingham running down the field? He should have been kicking off. No, it's not. Kickoff is a good one, and what do we got here?
Stepped out of bounds.
He did. So something amiss, and running out of bounds with the football, Tyler Cave. Well, John, again, a short field. Edgewood cashing in big time tonight. How about the drive?
Yeah, it was seven plays, 69 yards, covered the total of 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Denver Aylott, 56-yard touchdown run. The extra point by Stillions makes it 42-6. The Mustangs have scored every time they've had the football tonight.
Yeah, I forgot about the long run, and that's been few and far between. But that is two drives now. The Mustangs have fashioned out of over 65 yards tonight. The other stuff has been all short touchdowns. And the Mustangs have put on seven TDs here in the opening half. They lead it 42-6. The young freshman has stayed and played the entire ball game and getting some valuable playing time tonight. And we're talking about Parker Watson. Oh, that ball was almost picked off. Had it been picked off by Caleb Douglas, he would have had six more real quick. Bloomington North getting laced tonight at Max Andrus Field in Columbus, getting beat 28-0. South Bus broke down on the way to Franklin Central, so that game hasn't even started yet. And we're past the 8 o'clock mark. That'll please Coach Mo real well.
They've also got lightning up in that area, too.
Oh, that's even, yeah. So when the bus gets there, they got a weather delay. We're very comfortable here. Sun setting in the west, 42-6. Ponies galloping everywhere on this football field and getting into the end zone. It's been a while since Edgewood has put 42 on the board, in my memory, in the opening half.
Timeout for the Cobras.
And we'll keep it right here. Next week is rival week. Edgewood, of course, will be 1-0 in the East Division, and they have you-know-who next week, and that's Owen Valley. We told you who was all in our pregame show in the East. It's Northview, South Putt, West Vigo, Greencastle, Sullivan, and South Vermilion in the West. And Owen Valley doesn't have any easy game tonight. They play at North Putnam. That's the next time we'll be out here on the 25th of September against North Putnam in a hopeful battle of unbeatens within the division. So time is back in. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in this 42-6 rout, approaching the end of the first half. And Parker Watts stays in. Not a bad crowd, a decent crowd for Edgewood, or rather for Cloverdale tonight. They stay on the ground. There's Coldren down there. Also Ty Robinson. And aided out by Caleb Douglas. Those backers, like they have in their careers, very active. And we add to the mix the Coldren kid this year, Ian Coldren, who's had his share of stops tonight. Inside two to play, minute 45, clock running. Well, I've been long an advocate for decades about having the IHSAA suspend the rule in the fourth quarter of ball games when the winning team has 50-plus points. Edgewood not there yet, but they're certainly headed there, and allow the clock to run. And to show you the poll I have, it has gone on deaf ears. Even though I am, but I got to bring that up again to Bobby Cox. I think it only takes one time you have to sit through a lopsided ball game to really understand it. No sense injuring the athletes, especially on a hot night. And we're inside a minute. Fourth down and three, and they'll be putting it away. Now let's see if Jackson can deliver it this time. He has snapped it poorly on every putt. And Watt brings it down and finally gets this one away. Coming down to Aylott's side. Yeah, check that. That's Mobley. And Nick Mobley returns the ball again deep in Cloverdale territory. Well, he took it at about his own 35-yard line before Kay finally nailed him down, and now he's getting up slowly. But a nice return by Nick Mobley to the 35-yard line of Edgewood. They can run one more play, and we'll get a little light on the subject here at halftime. Hearing, eyesight, it's all seemingly going at the same time. So we'll throw some light on the subject here as we sit at about 8:15. And Edgewood is just going to take the knee. So that's the end of the first half and a wild scoring affair. If you're a Mustang fan, and everyone is, our halftime show will be commencing in just a few moments, brought to you by Jan S. Locksmith, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. We'll visit, Mike Wilcox is in the booth, and we'll join Mike, the outstanding superintendent of Richland Bean Blossom Schools, 42-6 here at halftime. Everyone is wearing red and black, happy tonight. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Second half getting ready to get underway. High end over end coming down short. And picked up on the run and dropped by Aylott. Picked up, and look out, what a nice tackle that was. And returning the football for the Edgewood Mustangs was Noah Smith, a young junior. Picked it up, Aylott couldn't handle it. So here we go, second half action.
Joe, I know you like to keep track of the temperature. It was 90 degrees at kickoff. It's cooled off to 81 now, but that's on the outside. That's not here in the press box.
Yeah, it's toasty, to say the least. All right, here we go. See how Jerry plays it. And again, you know, I'm not on a soapbox here, but it's something I really think that the IHSA needs to think about it. And, I mean, any calendar day, you know, especially if Edgewood, and they show no signs. There's Coldren picking up where he left off. Remember, Ian scored tonight's first touchdown, and we got a player injured, our first injury timeout. And writhing in pain, young man, in our injury timeout. We'll wait and see who he is. Edgewood has an excellent medical staff headed up by Dr. Jerry Hetty. Felicia Dunn and Colby Locke are the athletic trainers out here. And they're both standing ready to aid if needed.
Tell you, Joe Coldren, he runs hard when he has the ball in his hands.
All the Mustangs now with their helmets off in front of their athletic trainer. Well, being aided to his feet, and that's who but I couldn't see if it was a seven. It is, and that was their kicker, Nick Blundell, who was shaken up on the play. Our injury timeout all season long brought to you by South Central Oral Surgery Center. You know, they'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website at IndianaOralSurgery.com. Well, let's take a look at the Edgewood interior front. I don't see a whole heck of a lot of changes. Braden Patton still in. And right side tackle. Stumpel still snapping the ball. Of course, you can't penalize those guys. I mean, they've been... They need to play, all of them as a unit, especially with the start of the league underway. Coldren again gets the ball, and he breaks a tackle, too, and about broke it all the way out across the 50-45 to about the 40-yard line. First down and 10, Mustang drive stays alive.
18-yard run by Coldren.
Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by Keller Heating and Air, one of our halftime sponsors, your local factory authorized carrier dealer. Call Keller Heating and Air Conditioning tomorrow at 812-332-1161.
Tell you, Joe, the Cloverdale defense, they were on that field a lot in that first half. Of course, they got a lot of guys going both ways, so they got to be getting gassed here on a hot night.
Well, and you mentioned it, John, they scored Edgewood on every possession tonight,
six
correct?
Seven. The
six
only one
or
they
seven,
did
that's right.
The final play of the first half.
You're exactly correct. All right, new fresh set of downs. Ball in Cloverdale territory, and Coldren is tripped up at the line of scrimmage. A nice defensive play turned in by Chandler Roadruck. A junior came up from his cornerback spot to make the tackle on Coldren.
Again, Joe, Edgewood's not doing anything fancy here. They're just running the ball right up the middle. It's not like they're trying to run it in their faces.
Stuffel is the center. David Wilson, or is that Farley? Farley is in there. See if Wilson's on the other side. He is not. Well, he switched sides now. Blocking to the near side will be Braden Patton. A long signal count and maybe a busted play. Mobley back quarterbacking and tripped up on the play. Cloverdale converging, and that was Gary Spencer. If we had a penalty flag or not, I don't think so.
Mobley lucky he got back to the line of scrimmage. Actually, I think he maybe gained a yard on the play.
Well, there was some some confusion because it was a long snap count. 9:12 clock running here in the third. No one has scored. 42-6, Edgewood on top. South game postponed due to weather conditions up in eastern reaches of Marion County. What, and John, rather than the storm, just lightning?
Lightning.
And that coupled with transportation problems. Coldren could bust it all the way. And a touchdown saving tackle was made. Coming in and making the stop that time was Bryce Carmichael. Had it not been for him and the shoe top tackle of Coldren, he'd have had his second touchdown. You know, we talk about these seven touchdowns, John, and save Mobley. They've been different guys, have they not?
Yes, you are correct.
First down and 10. Ball at the 14-yard line. Edgewood taking the opening kickoff here. Mobley at quarterback. Coldren is right next to him. And again, Coldren gets the carry, and he's got a big hole. He's going to break it all the way. Touchdown, Ian Coldren from 14 yards out. And the Mustangs a point away. Well, two, actually. They won't be going for any, too. 48 is plenty. Well, they jumped out early, 21-0. And the big play of the night was Cloverdale's bomb of Watts to Tyler Cape for 78 yards, and that was their score. 48-6. And Stillions hasn't missed tonight. Still perfect. Out of the hole that time of Andrew Grafe. And there's timeout on the field on our commercial service scoreboard. 8:03 to play in the third. 49-6. The Edgewood kickoff coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Welcome back, everyone. Andre Seifker is our producer tonight. Long kickoff by down to the goal line. And, boy, that was the best kickoff of the night. But Noah Todd has had a lot of practice tonight kicking off. Stepping in tonight for Harrison Cottingham is with the soccer team. Go ahead, John, the scoring drive.
Okay, that was 6 plays, 66 yards, 3:48 off the clock. Colbert, his second touchdown of the night, 19 yards. Stillion with the extra point, 49-6. They had a face mask there, saw it right away there on the kickoff return.
Well, that is going to be costly for Cloverdale, who even when they have a little success, and that was a nice return. Well, I take this back, the face mask obviously against Edgewood. Inadvertent, only a 5-yard penalty. And the ball will be marked from the line of scrimmage to about the 45 or 6-yard line. So, Cloverdale's best, their second best start of the night, field position wise, as they mark the football at the 46-yard line, first down and 10. 7:52, the clock running. We'll call it the 46 to start the drive. 49-6, Edgewood moving to 1-0 in the East Division. And we'll try to update that Owen Valley score. The ball carrier looks to be the second man through, and that was Gary Spencer. We'll want to try to keep track, John, too, of that other key East Division game between Owen Valley and North Putnam tonight.
It's easy on the Owen Valley game. They haven't started yet because of weather.
Oh, yeah, they're playing, okay.
They're in a delay.
They're up in Rochdale, which is one of the longer trips in the league, South Vermillion being the longest, and it's no joyride to Rochdale, Indiana. They stay on the ground, and a nice run again by Spencer before he's buried by a couple of Mustangs. In on the stop, collaborating that time was David Wilson and Alex Pittsford. Pittsford coming up from his linebacker spot.
So it's only the third first down for Cloverdale at the contest.
He actually is the rover. He served as one of the defensive captains tonight, Pittsford did, along with Noah White. Braden Patton and Matt Clemens were serving as the offensive captains tonight. Well, Spencer goes nowhere and right into the grasp, and what a nice defensive play by Zach Mullis. So Mullis, the 5'10", 165-pound junior, had Spencer, and that was a no-go that time against Brian Rosenberg's 3-5. He's going to play a lot this year. He has already. And we're talking about Zach Mullis, who's the backup to Ryan Stuffel, the young sophomore that they're high on out here. Three wide receivers set to the far side. Drew Boyette, the guy that caught the touchdown, comes to the near side, and there is another bad high snap. And, well, I tell you, you just got to feel sorry for Parker Watts. He falls back on the ball, the line of scrimmage being the 45 of Edgewood, all the way back to the Cloverdale 34. Wow.
21-yard loss.
Well, they got a third and, needless to say, third and long. They're going the wrong way, but it's about third and Brown County. Since they're headed to the east, and this football field that runs east-west, they're going from right to left on the radio dial, dressed in their Kelly green, white, and black. They stay on the ground, and Spencer gets some of it back, but it'll be a fourth down and punting situation. And Edgewood will have their hands on the football again. One touchdown here in the quarter after an avalanche of mistakes and points, resulting in those Cloverdale mistakes were points put up by Edgewood. Nick Mobley playing well. Well, they all have. Gray throwing his first touchdown pass of his career and the first touchdown pass of the season for Edgewood. And that one was decent, and it was almost blocked. At least he got it away. And we're talking about Parker Watts. Ball will be covered by the Cloverdale Clovers at the 30-yard line, and down it was Tyler Keefe. Couldn't see who that Mustang was. It almost blocked it. That would have been pretty much Hoyle for Cloverdale. He finally got a decent snap, and it was almost blocked.
Edwards had good penetration tonight on special teams as well.
3:58 to play. Edgewood line of scrimmage. They're at their own 30-yard line. They lived in Cloverdale territory in the opening half right from the get-go. They won the toss, did Edgewood, deferred, kicked off. Three plays later, well, actually on the fourth play, high snap. Ball was covered up by Parker Watts, but the Mustangs wasted a little time in getting into the end zone. They stay on the ground, and I'll tell you, you got to give Cloverdale credit. They're not giving up here. I mean, by that, I mean, you could just tell how feisty they were defensively, and going nowhere was Andrew Braith, who's back in at quarterback. So we probably have seen the last of, well, I shouldn't say that, Nick Mobley, but they need to get Grafe dealt in with repetitions at quarterback as well. Clock running, 2:59, third quarter. Edgewood, the insurmountable lead. And a victory tonight, their second of the year. Ball drop, picked up by Grafe, and now he'll try to turn a negative into a positive, and he has. It's going to be shy of the first down. Brought down on the play by Bryce Carmichael. North not having a good time. You know, Mike Wilcox was mentioning Coach Wilson has two boys. One of them is Trey Wilson, who quarterbacks the Cougars, and they are having a long night offensively tonight. And Toby is his youngest son, who plays out here. Toby's growing up so fast, I don't know if he's a 7th grader or an 8th grader, but he's out here playing. So Coach, of course, takes care of, he follows both programs. Mustangs trying to get it on the ground. Looked like we had a new ball carrier, and that was Tyler Calvin. 5'8", 135-pound sophomore. I take that back. He's in there at wide receiver. Here comes Grafe after talking with Jerry Bland. We'll see a lot of you. Calvin's in the ball game, but he's a wide receiver. Oh, it's Alex Scott back in. Alex did not start in the ball game, but he's got a touchdown tonight. And Grafe with the sneak. And he has the first down. Again, Spencer on the stop. Minute 19 to play. Don't forget Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk tonight after our ball game. Mentioning Coach Wilson and his staff, of course, James Patton, who's the tight end coach. His boy is Braden Patton, who's on his way to Northern Illinois next year. Just a great young man, great young kid, great family. 6'5", 270 is Braden. Again, they stay on the ground, and Grafe is going to be tossed for a loss. Tried to get to the edge that time, and he was brought down by Jackson Zervik, senior. And unfortunately, they're not a whole heck of a lot of seniors on this football club. It's been lean, to say the least, and it's no fault of Tony Meyer. If you didn't hear it, their coach, who was at Cloverdale, his boy was the quarterback last year. Well, about 3 weeks before fall camp, the head coach found out he was riffed. And that was Jared Duff. Edgewood running the football to no avail. His boy, and luckily to make a good story here out of a bad situation, Duff was riffed. and had to find work elsewhere, which he did at North Putnam. That's the end of the third quarter. 49-6 on our commercial service scoreboard. It's been all Edgewood from the opening gun. Back with more after this half-minute break. Fourth quarter action ahead of us. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football. Well, back we come. Mustang Corral, first Friday of September. It's a Labor Day holiday weekend. Can't remember the last time it's been this late arriving. It'll be the 7th on Monday. We're laboring tonight in heat, but it's been enjoyable because the right team is winning. Edgewood will be moving to 2-1. And, John, they just really, well, again, aided by Cloverdale's early mistakes, you know, just capitalized in a way the red and black went.
Five of the first drives of the ball games started in Clover territory.
Saw the ball at the 30-yard line as we actually the 43-yard line as Edgewood continues this drive. It started at their own 30. We got a penalty flag down. Scott, I don't know if he moved or someone in the interior front. So Graves stays in at quarterback. Tonight's broadcast of Edgewood Mustang Football being brought to you by another strong sponsor. You know, we talk about the People's State Bank out here has been so generous to us over the decades. So too is Smithville. And you know, Smithville Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system. For a safe and efficient home or office, schedule a free on-site assessment. That's Smithville. Area code 812-876-2211. Nice run on the ground and another first down for Edgewood as the chains move. Well, obviously, we will have a quick post-game show.
Scott now with 46 yards rushing on 10 carries.
Pretty much caught up on all of our commercial commitments. Hoosiers at 402. Grafe on a nice play fake, running the option to the outside, 40-35. And a nice open field tackle made by Cafe that time. And he doesn't make that tackle, then Andrews scores a touchdown. Because he had already gotten to the edge running that option sprint. And a nice tackle by Tyler Cave, sophomore. Stayed inbounds, clock running. That was a nice pickup of about 6 yards. Second down and four.
33 yards rushing now on 9 carries for Grace.
He'll probably grow some more. We list him 5'11", 155 right now, and he just turned 15 years old, I believe. And he has gone the entire route at quarterback. Two wide receivers to the near side of the field. And again, well, this time he changes it up, gives to Alex Scott. And Scott is going to have another first down on the ground. You keep first downs?
I did in the first half.
How many did they have?
They had 11 in the first half.
Well, that's, they pretty much scored, like you said, every time they had the football, and a lot of it was short distance.
Yeah, they didn't need to hit first downs in the first half.
10 minutes, clock couldn't run fast enough. We'll get our station ID in here in a minute. And despite this, it's a relatively fast ball game tonight. Bob Lovell will follow us. Usually comes on around 10. Mustang, I think that was Alex Scott, and it was. So his carries now starting to add up. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on our commercial service scoreboard, our station ID. 9:33 to play. Edgewood 42-6 leaders. Make it 49-6. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football.
The Cincinnati Reds play here all season long on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.
Well, don't forget, too, the Reds, their season ended Memorial Day weekend, and now the career of managerial career of Mr. Price is soon to end as well, as he is being rumored to lose his job here in the next week or so, Brian Price.
It's Barry Larkin.
How about Pete Rose? Pete learned his lesson, never bet on baseball. and he managed the Reds. Bring him back.
Dave Bristol.
We got a timeout on the field and another one of these mandatory water breaks. By the way, Luke Stillions has tied an Edgewood record for the most extra points in a game, seven of them, and he hasn't obviously missed tonight. 49-6. And all of them have been no doubters. So, clock is stopped right now while the kids refresh themselves.
I believe I will do the same.
We've had
now it's lightning.
Developing weather delays. Oh, brother. You sure?
I believe that's what I heard. Yes.
Yeah.
Just confirmed it.
Well, this ball game should be declared over.
What they'll do is the way that they set it up is they put 30 minutes on the clock. 30 minutes has to pass on the clock. And any time during the time the clock is running, if they see another bolt of lightning, then it automatically refreshes back to 30 minutes.
Well, that's on a normal night.
Right.
Not in a 49.
No, on this night it should be they should call a game. Both coaches should be able to just say, hey, that's it. I see Jerry Bland, he's going out to, I think the game, they're going to call the game.
They're going to call this game, yep. And they did the right thing. That's the end of the ball game. And lightning has appeared now in the western Monroe County skies. As I mentioned, South's game was postponed tonight, and thank God we're in a lopsided affair here. Some of Edgewood's kids, here they come running back onto the football field to shake hands with Cloverdale. Our final score tonight, 49-6, in a game that was shortened to the 9:23 mark of the fourth quarter, and justifiably the right decision to make. Our postgame show has arrived, brought to you by Black Lumber and Advanced Auto Care. Back with our abbreviated postgame show after this two-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Football.